This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you've tuned us in. We trust the program will cause you to think and will encourage you. And so we're glad you're in our audience. Now, if you would like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can make comments on the program or leave me prayer requests. And if you go to my website, you can re-listen to this program on the website. You can even download it and pass it on to others if you so desire. There's a weekly meditation that you might find helpful. There's some tracks, some testimonies, some questions and answers that you might find helpful on that website as well. So I'll give you those addresses at the close of the program. Now, today we're going to continue with our theme verse in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 that says, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen." Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, many people today use men as their idols, and they want to fashion their lives after men. But no matter what man we may give that honor to, a man is always going to have failure associated with his life. And if we aren't careful, we can be failures just like the people we're following. But if we follow the Lord, there was no failure. There was no blemish in his character. And if we follow the Lord, we'll be able to grow in the graciousness and the gracious attributes of the Lord. And that's really what we want. We want people not only to come to know the Lord for salvation, but we want them to then enjoy the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives as they grow in the attributes, the gracious attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as they become more and more prevalent in their lives. The new birth does not make us all we ought to be the moment we are saved. It's just like a baby has to grow and mature, and so we who come to know the Lord and do receive him as our Savior, we are delivered from the wrath to come. We are saved. We are delivered for a new life in Christ. We are born again, but we do have to then make progress in our spiritual lives. And that's what I'm trying to help you with today. But you can't make progress in the matter of growing in grace until you have received the grace of God, the free gift of salvation. And so I hope that you know what it is to find yourself as a lost, helpless sinner turning to Christ for salvation and trusting him, trusting that when Christ died for the ungodly, that he died for you. When he died for sinners, that he died for you. We just trust that has become very real in your life, and that the solid, firm truth of Scripture has given you confidence that Christ died for your sins. That's what receiving the free gift is all about. And then once we receive the gift, we can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, last time, we spent some time on the fact that the Lord would be called a king. Zechariah 9, "Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." And, of course, the Lord fulfilled that in the New Testament. He made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. But by the end of the week, and that was the Passover week for the Jews, by the end of the week, probably on Friday, he was crucified. And over his cross, there was an accusation written, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." And so the hymn writer has said, "And so there he died, a king crucified to save a poor sinner like me." And normally, when a king is crucified, that's the end of him. Then that's the end often of any dynasty that he had hoped to have with children following after him. But in our case, the Lord died for our sins. He was buried and he was raised again the third day. And it's because of the resurrection that we can preach with confidence to you today that our King is still coming. He is a spiritual king for those who have trusted him and are part of his spiritual kingdom, and he's going to come as a reigning king, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in a coming day, and he's going to set up a righteous rule on this earth. And that's going to be a rule like we've never had before, because often people that are kings are very authoritarian, and they're very controlling, and oftentimes they're very cruel. But the Lord is not going to be like that. But he is going to immediately judge sin. He's not going to allow for his kingdom to be defiled. And so because of that, it's going to be a wonderful kingdom. We believe that kingdom is going to last for 1,000 years, according to the book of the Revelation. So as we look at that, that's what's coming. And our Lord is a king, even though he was crucified as the king of the Jews. But today we want to look at who's going to praise him. And it's interesting that men don't praise the Lord as they ought, but babes, infants do. So he's going to be praised by children. Now I'm going to read the Old Testament psalm that speaks of this. It's Psalm 8, and I'm going to start at verse 1. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him, man that is, a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So as we look at the Lord, we can see that David looks at creation, and he thinks it's wonderful. But what is more wonderful is that creation and every aspect of it has been given to man, and man has dominion over it. But of course, man sinned, and so sometimes it doesn't look like we have dominion over the creation of God. There's enmity. In the food chain, there's enmity among people and among nations. But there's a day coming when a man is going to take the dominion that man himself has. He's going to have complete dominion over these things. And we read about that when we come to the New Testament in Hebrews. He again describes the fact that not all things have really been put in subjection under man completely at this time, but there's coming a man, the Son of Man, and all things will be put in subjection under him. And so that's looking forward again to this day when the Lord will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But today, I'm more interested in the fact that when we go to Matthew 21, you remember that the Lord had cleansed the temple, and he had recognized that people were making a business out of the worship of Jehovah, and he was upset with it. And he thought his house had become a den of thieves, where people were being taken advantage of in that house. And so he says, then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple. This is Matthew 21, verse 14. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant, and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you will have perfected praise? And he seems to be referring back to that eighth psalm. So the innocent babe does praise the Lord, and the mature person has a tendency to curse the Lord. Isn't it interesting that we use the Lord's name as a curse word? We don't use the name of other leaders as a curse word. We don't, no matter what our political leanings are, we don't take the name of a president and say, oh my, and use his name, but we say, oh my God. and we curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's just as though there's something built into the heart of man when they get older that they want to rebel against God. But babes praise him. Children came to him and he received them. That doesn't mean that children, when they come to the age where they can decide for themselves whether they want to be a child of God by faith in the Lord Jesus or whether they want to reject him, that doesn't mean that they don't need to be saved. But children in their innocence praise God, and that's the kind of praise that the Lord would like to have from us today. He would like to have us praising him for his wonderful works to the children of men. It's in the Psalms. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. We can't praise him for his wonderful works unless we are willing to acknowledge that we really need him as our Savior, unless we want to submit to his authority. And so while men don't praise him, the innocent babe does, and that's a picture of how we should praise him. And I just wonder if you today can honestly praise the Lord for the things that he has done for you, particularly as you look at the blessings in this world. We who are in the United States, even if we're poor, we are blessed above most of the people of the world. And have you praised the Lord for that? Have you praised him for your health? Have you praised him for the beauty of the creation that he's given us and the natural resources that are available to us? Have you, but most of all, have you praised him for loving you enough to die for you at the place called Calvary? When we look at Psalm chapter 8, or the 8th Psalm, we see that man has dominion over the things of this world. And in a sense, even though he has dominion, he's made a mess of it. But the day is going to come, Hebrews tells us, when the Lord is going to make all of that right, and everything's going to be subject to the Lord, and things are going to be right. And then the praise will come forth as it ought. In the Old Testament, it even talks about nature, the trees and the hills and the mountains praising the Lord. And certainly, if they can praise the Lord, we should be able to praise the Lord. And so I hope today that you can praise the Lord honestly, and that you do praise the Lord honestly, that instead of using his name in vain as a curse word, that you use his name in a loving way, honoring that name and giving the Lord the praise and the worship that he deserves. And so the only way I can see any of us doing that starts with receiving the grace that God has provided for us at that place called Calvary, receiving the free gift of salvation. And then we can truly say, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in saving me and in keeping me and in blessing me. Now we just pray for thy blessing, then, Lord, upon this program and upon those who have listened in our Savior's worthy and precious name. Now our address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.com, bdcministries.com, and we do thank you for listening.